Amen. Ezekiel 47, beginning at verse 1. We're going to read the first 12 verses there. Somewhat familiar, amen, to some, maybe not to all, but we've certainly been here before, but not, amen, where we are going today. Ezekiel 47, 1, everybody got it, say amen.
Amen.
Afterward, he brought me again to the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looked eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. When the man that had that line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. He brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then he said unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert, go into the sea, which brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that lives, which moves, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the river's fishers, shall stand upon it from En-Gedi unto En-Gileam. And thou shalt be, they shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. And by the river upon the bank thereof, and on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. For it shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary. And the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Amen. We're going to bless the shofar. So we want you to give the Lord a shout of praise for his word this morning. Come on and bless him. The most marvelous scriptures today. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. We bless you this morning. Thank you, God, for the strength of the man, the strength of the man. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity, for these hearts, for these ears that are going to hear today. Father, thank you, Lord, for the fruit of what's going to come, Father, from this word today. Lord, we thank you. Give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated, and if the Lord will allow me this morning, I want to minister on this song. There is a river. There is a river. Look at your neighbor and say, there is a river. Amen. There is a river. Now, this is a vision given to the prophet Ezekiel. Amen. One that is very important. Now, Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, I will admit, can be a little bit hard to grasp or hard to understand sometimes. So it's not a book that you can just read and then let it go. Amen. You got to read it, and then sometimes you got to reread it, then you got to study it, then you need to, amen, apply the scriptures, amen, and look at the context. Context is vital, as I always say, amen. But this is a vision, amen, given to the prophet Ezekiel. And I want you to notice, amen, that there's something in the first verse, amen, it speaks about a vision, amen, of waters coming out from under, amen, the threshold of the temple. But it says, amen, there are many waters. Amen, that means this is plural. Amen, that means it is, amen, more, amen, than just a body of water or just some water. But it says many waters. Amen, it's plural. What that means is that it is one source, but there's different streams or directions that this water is moving in. Amen, I want to say that again. It's plural because it is one source, But there are many directions and many sources, amen, or streams that this water is moving in. Amen. And it's my desire this morning that every compartment or direction of your life be influenced by this water. It is my prayer and my desire as a pastor, amen, generally speaking, that your life be influenced by every stream and every direction of this water. But it is my desire this morning specifically, amen, that whatever direction, amen, of your life that is not influenced by this water, that before you leave this place today, you will have given access, amen, to your life, amen, to this water. Somebody look at your neighbor again and say, there is a river. Now, when you look at this, amen, chapter, if you look at this story and this retelling of the vision of Ezekiel, 5 times it says that Ezekiel was led by God. 5 times it says, amen, that he was led by God. It also, amen, mentions that the water, amen, issues from the altar. Hallelujah. Can I tell you that the altar is where it all begins? Amen. And sometimes we got to keep going to the altar. But can I tell you, hallelujah, everything that you leave on the altar will be consumed, amen, up from the altar unto God if you truly leave it there. Come on, somebody. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. When we gave our life to the Lord, and if you came to an altar, hallelujah, amen, a physical altar, you left your sin and your old man at the altar, and God consumed that at the altar. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want you to understand, amen, that there is a pattern, amen, in Ezekiel's vision. And we're gonna just dissect that pattern as we move forward, amen. But understand that he says 5 times and he was led by God. I cannot stress enough this morning how important that it is that every decision of your life, especially in the times that we are living right now, so close to the dispensation of the return of the Lord, so close to everything culminating, for the very reason that Jesus came, died, went back to the Father so he could come back. Hallelujah. If there was ever a time, amen, that you need to have everything in your life led by God, it is now. Amen. Come on, somebody. It is right now. I want us to look at verse 2. Amen. I'm just going to kind of go verse by verse in this vision. Amen. In verse 2, it says that he brought me out of the way of the gate northward, led me to the way unto the other gate by the way that looked eastward, and there ran out waters on the right side. When you look at the translation, the proper translation of this scripture, at the end of this scripture where the King James says there ran out waters on the right side, amen, it's translated that the waters trickled from the south side. Amen. So the waters trickled, amen, from the south side in the beginning of Ezekiel's vision. Can I tell you that you have to start somewhere? So many people want to just jump right into the middle of everything that they can have, whether it be, amen, in life or in their relationship, but you got to start somewhere. But can I tell you, amen, that your present does not determine your future, because it started with a trickle. Amen. Didn't mean that it was going to remain a trickle. I need somebody, amen, who's hungry this morning for the word. Hallelujah. Amen. And your present does not determine your future. Your starting point is not your stopping point. You don't get anything else today. I want you to get that. Your starting point is not your stopping point. And you're going to have many starting points. Amen. But it is not the final destination. So you might be right now experiencing just a trickle. But can I tell you today that if you will pursue the holiness of an increase is coming. An increase is coming. I'm not just saying that because it's a churchy thing. I'm telling you that because it is written. Hallelujah. It will not stay a trickle. As long as you move with the water, there will be an increase. There's always an increase when it comes to El Shaddai. When it comes to Jehovah Yireh, there is no stopping point, but there's always a progression. And where there's a progression, there's an increase. And where there's an increase, there's another one. And where there's another one, there's another one.
Amen.
So help me today. I'm trying not to get excited so soon. See, we say, God, I want more. Come on, that's what we say, right? God, I want more. But God's saying the same thing. Come on, we say, God, I want more of you. God's saying, but I want more of you. Come on, somebody, you're going to help me today. You're either going to hear me or cut me off. Hallelujah. But either way, I'm going to preach until I'm finished. Amen. Are you hearing me? We say, God, I want more. I want more of you. And God's going, I want more of you. He's saying the same thing. See, you got to understand about the Holy Ghost that is inside of us, the Holy Spirit of God that is in us, is all that we need. Right now. Right now. You can't pray enough. You can't fast enough. You can't sacrifice enough. You can't sanctify yourself enough. Amen. To cause the Holy Ghost to increase and get deeper. Because everything that you need is already in the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. Do you understand me? Amen. He is all sufficient. The Holy Spirit is all sufficient. What is significant is how much of the Holy Spirit or the water, if I can say it like that, is affecting each area of our lives. So how much of all that he has depends on how much of the water is affecting every area of your life. Are you with me? I want to teach us today. You got to remember that this is a symbolic of a spiritual work. This vision is symbolic of a spiritual work. It is symbolic of the work of the Holy Spirit. Because I think it was last week we talked about the Holy Spirit being a symbolic, water being symbolic of the Holy Spirit. So it's not about how much you can produce, but it's how much you let him produce. So remember, it's one source, but it's going different directions and there's different streams. It's waters. It's plural. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's New Testament for those of you that struggle with the old. Jesus fulfilled that. Rivers of living water. Now, verse 3, the Bible, it says this here, that the angel had a measuring line in his hand, and he took Ezekiel every step that he went. Each time that Ezekiel was led, it was equal depths. It says 1,000 cubits in the King James. That's literally about approximately 1,500 feet. So it starts with a trickle, and the angel has the measuring line or the tape measure or the measuring stick, however you want to do it, the tape measure. Amen. And he measures the depth, and then he leads Ezekiel into that depth. But every time he moves another level, it's the same depth. Come on, somebody. See, God determines the depth and the direction. You can't make anything happen outside of the Lord leading you. Oh, you can make it happen, but it won't be in the will of God. Amen? So God decides the depth, and he decides the direction. See, you can't decide, well, this morning I want it to be in a trickle, but next Sunday I want it to be waist deep. It don't happen like that. Come on, somebody, do you understand me? Hallelujah, because it's God that decides the depth. And the depth, every time he took Ezekiel, was an equal distance. Hallelujah. See, we must be led by the Spirit. We hear all kinds of voices today, especially with social media. Blah, 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 blah. Amen. We hear all kinds of voices. There's all kinds of dark voices in the world. Amen. The spiritual climate. Amen. Is at an all-time high. The intensity of the warfare is on the increase. And it is by the will of God that it is. Amen. And as Sister Christie said, the enemy would love to wear out, amen, the people of God. Amen. But you gotta understand, hallelujah, that we must be led by the Spirit. So we hear all kinds of voices today, but we must be led by the voice. My people know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Come on, somebody, we have to be led by the voice. And there's all kinds of voices in the world. See, first it was from the trickle that he took him, and it was up to the ankles. Catch this now. It was 1,500 feet, but it was up to the ankles. Then he measured another, and it was up to the knees. Then he measured another 1,500 feet, and it was up to the waist. And then he measured another 1,500 feet, and it was over Ezekiel's head. Up until that point, when it was waist deep, Ezekiel could walk in the water. Come on, somebody, do you hear me? He could tread the water. There was not a whole lot. Amen. Hallelujah. But when it got past the waist, it became so deep that he could not wade through it. It said you had to swim across. Amen. It can't be waded by foot. Amen. Hallelujah. If you cannot wade it by foot, then that means it's impossible to determine where the depth ends. If you cannot put your feet on the bottom, that means, I can only say it like this, there is no bottom. That means you've got to swim in it. That means that now it's over your head. Amen. And there's no bottom to stand on. That means anything is possible in the river. That means that no matter what is happening, no matter what is transpiring in your life, no matter how deep in sin that you have went, no matter how far down you have gone and how long you have stayed down, it is not as deep as the river. Oh, somebody help me in this place. And if you'll be led by the Spirit, he's going to take you to a level and to a depth. Hallelujah. Praise God. To where, amen, come on, you will have to surrender and yield to the water, because you can't feel the bottom. See, swimming is going with the water, not against it. Because see, when you're wading the water, you can easily turn around and go against the flow of the water. But when the water is so deep and you have to swim, you got to swim with the flow. Come on, somebody. Come. You'll get to places where somebody's like, oh, you know, God, I want more. God's like, I want more. Hallelujah. So I need you to let me lead you to that place to where you flow with the Spirit, to where you don't have to ask and pray about everything. Come on, somebody. I'm going to get a little preacher right now to where you don't have to. Amen. Pray about the small things. Amen. First of all, the small things won't matter. Amen. As much when you get in that depth of the river. Second of all, amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit will be in the place where the Lord, where you recognize the voice. And in all the other voices, you'll recognize the voice saying, go this direction. You hang with me today. Then in verse 6, he said, have you seen this? Did you pay attention, Ezekiel? Have you seen what I have showed you? Are you paying attention? And so it's imperative that I ask us this morning, are we applying the word and following through with it?
Come on, man.
Are you paying attention? Have you seen this? Do you really understand? Do you see what I'm showing you, Ezekiel? Then he took him back to the riverbed. Took him back to the bend of the river. Took him back. Amen. There. And listen to me. Here's what you got to understand. There was never in the natural, there was never a river flowing in this part of the city recorded in history. There is no physical river in Jerusalem that flows in that direction. So this is a spiritual application. You've got to understand what God was speaking to Ezekiel. And here's what you got to understand. You got to pay attention to where the river is coming from. You got to pay attention to where the waters are issuing from. They were coming from God's house. They were coming from a king's palace or a government building. They weren't issuing, amen, from some marketplace or some place of business or some athletic arena. They weren't issuing out of the White House or out of any kind of civic group or any kind of social group. They were coming out of Washington, D.C. They were coming out of God's house. See, you got to understand that our lifeline is not in those things. Amen. Our lifeline is in the river that issues from the house of God, from the habitation of God. We got a lot of people, and I'm going to say we got a lot of Christians, amen, that thinks the river comes from, amen, some government building or some government structure. It don't come from that. It comes from God's house. Hallelujah. And if the river is allowed to flow in the White House and in the government buildings, then it will be affected by the river. If not, come on, somebody, do you hear me? Hallelujah. If not, we still have to let the river issue into our lives. The river don't come from your job. It don't come from, that's not your source. Come on. The river comes from the household of God. It comes from the throne of God. It issues from the very essence and the very being of God. Jesus don't save a nation, he saves the people of the nation.
Amen.
I said, Jesus don't save a nation, he saves the people of the nation. And the people's obedience will, amen, can bring healing and deliverance and revival and restoration to the nation. Come on, somebody, do you hear me? But God's got to save the people of the nation before he can save the nation. I need you to help me in this place. The river issuing from the household of God. That river brought life. It brought growth. It brought vitality. It brought hope. It brought refreshment. And it brought security. Amen. That river that flowed from God. It flowed out of the very essence of God. Verse 7 says, when I got back there at the bank of the river, there were very many trees on one side and on the other. Once he was out of the water, he saw the supply. Are you with me? See, we're trying to see the trees before we swim in the river. We're trying to eat the fruit of obedience before we level up. Come on, somebody. Amen. Before we allow the Lord to lead us, and whatever direction it takes us, and however long it takes, and into the depth that is desired, hallelujah, we want to see the benefits. We want to see the fruit. But he said, when he brought him out of the water, he saw the trees on either side. Then he began to see, in verse 8, says he began to see the effects of these waters. He began to see. Now see, you gotta read the translation, the Hebrew translation of this scripture is interesting because, amen, it says he said unto me, these waters issued out toward the east country and go down into the desert. That in itself is something to shout about. Water in the desert. Yeah. Gotta preach another time. And go into the sea. And we think, oh, well, yippee-yee, go into the sea. But the Hebrew translation, the correct translation of the context is it goes into the sea to the Jews was the Dead Sea. So now these waters that issue going in different directions, going, amen, in different streams are now issuing, amen, into the desert. And they're now going into the Dead Sea. And when they enter the Dead Sea, Ezekiel's vision showed him, hallelujah, amen, that the Dead Sea will become fresh. Amen, in the terms in this scripture, shall be healed. Amen, this word healed in the Hebrew is Rapha. Amen, he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. Rapha means to thoroughly make whole. So that means anything in the Dead Sea, do I have to explain Dead Sea? There's a reason it's called Dead Sea, because nothing in it can live. Nothing in the Dead Sea can live. That's why it is called the sea. You don't want to go in the sea because it's dangerous. It's not good for you. But anything that comes in contact with this river will be made thoroughly whole. That means nothing will be left untouched. Nothing will be left out. Oh God, somebody help me. Jesus did not die for you to be halfway healed. He did not die for you to be halfway free. He did not die for you to be halfway delivered. He died so that you could be made whole. Oh, somebody help me. Hallelujah. Got to let the river, amen, issue into the area of your life that's got you addicted or stuck on whatever it is you're stuck on. And you may need deeper deliverance, but you got to let the river in first to recognize the need for deliverance. Whoa, hallelujah. You can't just be walking on the street delivering people and walking away from them. They don't have a clue what happened. That devil's just waiting to go right back in. But you got to get them in contact with the river. They've got to taste the river.
Amen.
Yeah. I know that goes against cultural Christianity, but it is what it is.
You have known.
That Dead Sea, nothing of worth was in the Dead Sea. Can I tell you, there is nothing that you and I can do, nothing that we can contribute inside of ourselves, even our gifts and our abilities, outside of being in the river.
Come on.
It's dead. And it has no worth. That's why the enemy's got some of you stuck, because you've been trying to work your way there.
Come on.
Come on, we preached about it last week. You're trying to make your way there. Oh, Pastor said fast, I better fast as many days as possible. That's cool, that's good, but don't think that's gonna bring you any kind of special treatment. Amen. If you let the river flow, amen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. In the area of life, amen, fasting will open up.
Amen.
The places in your life that lets the river, where the river needs to flow. See, common sense would tell you, in the Dead Sea, you don't want to drink that water. And you certainly don't want to dunk yourself in the Dead Sea. Jesus, that'll preach another day too. See, you can't stay submerged in the Dead Sea. I'm talking literally in the Dead Sea. If you go over to where it's at, you can't stay submerged in the Dead Sea because you will float. Now, I can't float. I try to float on top of water, and I just slowly. All the land has to do is put her neck back and tilt back and boom.
Yep.
She's floating. So how do you say you can't float? You have to be able to float. No, I can't. Well, let me help you. She decided I can't float. So the only way I'm going to float is if I'm dead. Amen? You can't stay submerged in the Dead Sea. What am I trying to tell you? The kind of water that you're treading, the kind of water that is issuing into your life makes the difference.
Come on now.
Because you ain't meant to float. Are you hearing me?
Come on.
Dead things float.
Oh, amen.
Hallelujah. That's another message for another time as well. Amen? But look what he says in verse 9. He starts out saying, it will come to pass. I need somebody to get that in your spirit this morning. It will come to pass. Some of you sitting around playing hokey pokey with your promises. Ain't playing eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Hey, mind if I do this, I can do this, this, this. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by its toe. If I'm not letting it go, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Maybe I'll grab this. And if it works, I'll hold on to it. If not, I'll let it go. Are you with me? Hallelujah. But he said, when you are in the river and you are being led by the voice and you are being directed by the Spirit and the depth is decided by God. Whatever you need, whatever is taking place, it shall come to pass. That everything that lives, which moves, that comes in contact to the river, shall not die. It shall live. The enemy wants to tell some of you your promises are dead. He wants to tell some of you your vision is dead. He wants to tell some of you spiritual dream is dead. He wants to tell some of you that this word is null and void for you. But if you will get in the river, hallelujah, everything will live. It will come to pass.
Amen.
Prodigals are coming back.
Yes,
it will come to pass.
Amen.
He's told you he's going to save your household. Get in the river.
Amen.
And stay in the river. Come on, somebody. Do you hear me? And there shall be a very great multitude of fish. Come on. Because of these waters. Not because of who's swimming in it. But because of the waters. Come on, somebody, help me.
Amen.
We got a lot of big names, a lot of big titles, amen, in the church culture today. And God does not give a hoot, if I can say it like that, not to be flippant, about the title in front of your name or the letters behind your name or about how many following you, how many you have. Amen. That respect, God's not into that. That doesn't determine. Amen. It's the waters that bring the increase. Come on, you say, well, where's my part playing? I'm going to help you in a minute. I'm going to tell you about that. They shall be healed, and everything shall live wherever the river flows. You want your marriage restored? Let the river begin to flow. You want your mind healed? Let the river begin to flow. Because there's a river that has everything that you will ever need. And there's a depth in which you and I are permitted to be in. But we can't tread it. We got to swim that. That means we got to go with the flow of the water. Are you with me today? Look at somebody and say, it's going to happen. Here's the thing, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. See, but you got to believe it. It's in the water.
Yeah.
See, your fasting doesn't produce the miracle.
Okay.
It positions you in a place to let the river bring the miracle.
See, you're talking right.
Come on, somebody. You got to understand. We've made, I know there's been a lot of preached and taught in the last two decades, especially in the Pentecostal church. Amen. Everybody talks about there's this kind of anointing, there's this kind of anointing, that kind of anointing. There's only one anointing.
Come on.
There's only one anointing. And everyone that is born again, covered by the blood of Jesus, who is sealed to the day of redemption, is anointed. You have access to this anointing. Now, what direction it goes and what stream it goes and the way that that anointing goes is dependent upon you.
Come on, see.
That may take you, come on somebody, to a place that we gotta get our focus back on the river.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
Now verse 10. There it is, it'll come to pass again. That the officials will stand upon it from Engedi unto Engedion. And there will be a place to spread their nets.
Amen.
Now we're talking about a seed that was dead.
Yeah.
We're talking about a seed that nothing in it lived. We're talking about a seed that you could not even survive in. You would not even want to dunk your head in, let alone drink it. When people go into the Dead Sea, they go in very carefully, amen? Because if you go in full force, everything that is in there, the salt and all that is in that Dead Sea, can knock you down. And you don't want to go under in the Dead Sea. Some of you are under there right now. And you're trying to survive. But I want you to understand something. If you'll let the river begin to flow in that area of your life, God's going to begin to bring life and healing. And this is it, right? He said there would be, first of all, there would be exceeding many. The fish would be exceeding many as the great sea. Now we had the sea in the previous verse, which was the Dead Sea. The great sea is the Mediterranean Sea. Big difference in the two seas. I don't want to take a boat ride on the Dead Sea, but I sure would love to take one on the Mediterranean. Come on, somebody, do you hear me? Are you with me? There's a big difference. The biggest difference is what's in it.
Well, never.
Come on. A storm rises up, you're on the Dead Sea, you're going down. Storm rises up, you're on the Mediterranean Sea, you're going down. But what's going to be the difference is what's in the sea when you go down. Come on, somebody better hear me in this place. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, because there will be storms. You can't predict it. You can't. Amen. Praise God. Clouds will show up out of nowhere and start raining. Amen. Praise God. And a storm will whip up in no time. But he said it would be exceeding many. That means that they would never deplete. Amen. That they would never diminish. Do you get that? Amen. In a sea that was dead and nothing could live because of these waters, the waters would be healed, and then it would be, amen, the sea or the water would bring with it, amen, an exceeding and abundance. Oh, somebody better help me. It's bringing Jehovah Rapha, hallelujah, with it. It's bringing Jehovah Nisi with it. It's bringing Jehovah Jireh with it. It's bringing Jehovah Sidkenu in the river, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rohi. Come on, are you with me? And he said, these fishermen will spread their nets. Because see, they couldn't do that before. And let me tell you something. I realized it was a big struggle before. Up until now, it's been a big struggle. But can I tell you that when the river begins to flow into that area of your life where it's been a big struggle, where you put down your net and you bring up nothing, and whatever you do bring up is dead. It has no life. Amen. And so eventually you just quit spreading your nets. Amen. But the Lord said there'll be a place where they will spread their nets. Hallelujah. There will be a place. Somebody better help me to gather from the waters. So it doesn't matter who else is there. Doesn't matter what else is going on. If you stay in the river, when you let down your net, you will bring forth, hallelujah, a harvest. So when you pray, you praise, you worship, you fast, you show up, you continue to believe and trust, and you are obedient, guess what? You're going to draw from the net. Hallelujah. When the fishermen, Peter and the fishermen, fished all night and they caught nothing, Jesus showed up. Amen. And he came into the water. And he said, let down your net. They said, Master, we have done that. Oh, and been fishing all night. He said, I said, let down your net. Why? Because the living water now showed up. Yeah. Come on, somebody, help me. Hallelujah. And they brought forth an abundance of fish.
Amen.
But catch this. Verse 11 says the miry places and the marshes, the swampy places. Anybody want to swim in a swamp?
No,
thank you. Lord save me, God retain me. Swim in a swamp? Some of you needed that smile. You want to swim in a marsh? I don't even want to step foot in it, let alone swim in it. Biggest issue is snakes in it. This boy don't do snakes. I'm not stupid.
Nope.
I don't care how big, how small, what color, how pretty, whatever.
I'm with you.
A snake is a snake is a snake. And it needs to go in Jesus' name.
I'm going one of the two.
Exactly. If it don't go, I'm usually the one that goes first. I see one in the yard every now and then. I'm like, yeah, oh. And it's always when I'm pulling weeds or I'm down like this. And that little imp is, I'm like, hey. And then the next time I'm there working, I remember the place. So I'm cautious. Oh, that'll preach for a while, too. See, once you see the snake, you ought to know the place where the snake shows up. So you got to be really cautious and careful. Prepare yourself. Anyhow, I don't want to swim in a marsh. Ain't nobody in their right mind wants to swim in a swamp or in a marsh. But here's what he said. these places will not be healed, and they shall be given to salt. Can I tell you, not everybody's going to receive. As much as I would love for each and every person in this sanctuary this morning to receive this word, I know not everybody's going to receive the healing and the complete freedom. I know that. But here's what God said. See, it's not by God's choice, but by our choice. By their own choice, they're going to be given over to the salt. If I can say it like this, they're going to remain salty. Yeah, there's a lot of salty people out there. And they'll remain that way if they don't let this river flow into every area of their life. Come on, somebody. Then it goes, verse 12. And it said, on this side and on that side, on every side, there are all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not dry up, nor will their fruit fail. See, that's what you see when you get out of the water. You don't always see that when you're in the water.
Yeah, you're talking right. You're talking right.
But if you stay in the water, come on, somebody.
Come on.
That's what will happen. That's what you'll receive from the water. See, he said, all different kinds of fruit each month. It'll bring forth new fruit according to his month. So each month it will bring forth all kinds of new fruit. Once again, he will supply.
Absolutely.
He will provide.
Always.
He will make sure. But here's the catch. Because the waters issued out of the sanctuary. The only reason that they will have what they have and do what they do is because of where the waters came from. See, it matters where the water comes from. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. You don't need to be taking a drink from everybody that offers you a drink in the body of Christ. There's a lot of people offering out, a lot of people selling it. Hallelujah. Praise God. People giving their rent, amen, their mortgage, and amen. They're giving their money, amen, to buy, hallelujah, a drink of water. And God, nowhere in his word, amen, gives us the amen, permission to sell. The Holy Spirit.
Right.
I heard someone say this week, I heard a preacher say, my Holy Spirit I give unto you. And it ain't yours. It ain't your Holy Spirit to give. And if it is, I don't want yours. I don't want your Holy Spirit if it's yours to give. Come on, somebody, do you understand me? You think this kind of thing that ain't real? It is. It's in the body of Christ. So it matters where the water comes from. And it says, amen, that this will happen all because of where the water comes from. So the fruit is edible and the leaves have healing in them. So you never have to second guess picking from one of these trees. You never have to go, okay, God, is this going to help me or hurt me? I hope this ain't rotten, because he said, if you are in the water and the waters are the source of that fruit, it's edible. Now, that doesn't mean you don't like the taste of it. A lot of fruit I've been eating lately, it's not been pleasant. I haven't liked the taste of it. But it's edible. It's for my good. Come on, it's digestible. It's not going to kill me. What don't kill you, make you stronger.
Right.
Come on, somebody, do you hear me? I said, what don't kill you, going to make you stronger. Amen. God said that before Kelly Clarkson did. The devil just took it and imitated it. Come on. So the fruit is edible, and the leaves even have healing. Healing in the leaves. I want us to look at John chapter 3 and verse 30. See, here's what. Do you have that? John 3, 30. Can you find it? Please. See, we got to understand that we say, God, I want more. And God's saying, I want more.
Right.
But God, I want more. God, I want more.
See you first.
And he's the boss.
But here's what the Bible says. John 3, 30. Sorry. Almost there. He must increase, but I must decrease. Listen. He must. He has to.
Yeah.
It's not an option. He has to have more of us. It's not an option. He must increase, but I must decrease. See, the river has all that we need, so it only rises from our perspective, not God's. Did you get that?
Yeah.
I said, the river has all that it needs, so it only rises or gets deeper from our perspective, not God's. So the more that we decrease, the more he increases, and we recognize the depth of his spirit. You understand that? See, some of you looking from ankle deep, trying to get a waist deep breakthrough. Some of you standing at ankle deep, trying to get a waist deep breakthrough. It's because you're seeing it from your perspective. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Because see, the river changes how you get up when you fall. The deeper the water, the quicker you're coming back up. Come on, somebody, do you hear me? The deeper the water when you go under, the quicker you're going to flail. But if it's only needed, you can go down and it really won't affect you. When you're ankle deep, you can stand in it, lay in it. It really will not affect you. So it's not a big deal to stay down. Amen. But when you start getting in a little deeper, when it starts to get waist deep, and then it starts to increase, when you go down, you don't stay down as long as you did when you were in ankle deep because, amen, of the river. See, that's the thing that the river will do. Hallelujah. You will get up. Amen. It changes how you get up when you fall. It determines how long you stay down. I need somebody to help me in this place. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, your next breakthrough isn't deliverance or miracle. Now some of you really like it. How many needs a breakthrough? Bless you that don't. Pray for those of us that did. You better be here, amen, Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Come on. Breaking down the brass of heaven. Come on, for those that need the breakthrough. Are you with me? Can I tell you something? Your next breakthrough is not deliverance or miracle. Your next breakthrough is obedience. I'm going to let that simmer for a minute. I said your next breakthrough is obedience. See, this obedience is what leads you into a new depth of the Holy Spirit that brings the miracles that's already in the water. Amen. The water already has everything that we need. You could ever possibly need. There's no end to its depth. Some of you are having a hard time grasping that. But your obedience is your next breakthrough. Because that's what leads you into a new depth where that brings the miracle. See, when we walk in obedience, we increase our storage. Come on. When we walk in obedience, we increase what we're able to hold, what we're able to handle. When we walk in obedience, see, here's the thing. The blessing doesn't stop. We do. The river is always flowing. It never set anywhere where it stopped. The river is always flowing. We done decided, amen, that there's a depth of the river that has no bottom. So everything, every need shall be supplied. Everything that you could possibly need is in the depth of the river. It's already there. You just got to get there. Just because it's not happening doesn't mean, amen, that it's not there. It's there. You just got to get to it. That's why what you do does not bring a miracle or the breakthrough. Come on, somebody. It's your obedience when you don't feel the breakthrough. It's your obedience when things are swell. It's your obedience when things are horrible. It's your obedience when things are good. It's your obedience when things are tough and it's painful and it's a dark, amen, desert. It's your obedience in taking the step. Amen. That is your breakthrough. That's your breakthrough. Because every step you take in obedience is going to take you into a deeper depth of the river. And in that depth is the miracle or deliverance that you need. Somebody better help me in this place. I'm trying to make this as simple as I can. So the blessing doesn't ever stop. It is us that stops in the river. But every step, that's why every step is the first step. Every step is the first step. Every step in obedience is the first step. See, remember, we said the first step is not the last step. Hallelujah, your beginning. See, here's what you got to understand. When it is ankle deep, it's just a trickle. But when it starts getting deeper, hallelujah, and you experience it, a trickle is not going to be enough. And then when it gets deeper, and it gets deeper, hallelujah, it's no longer but. Amen. Compared to the next step, this step can be like a trickle. Are you hearing me? So every step you take in obedience, it's your first step. Why? Because it's the first step into the next step of the river. Am I making sense today? I'm about to close. See, nowhere in this vision did the waters overwhelm Ezekiel. The waters, let me say that differently. The waters overwhelmed him or overtook him, not the fact that he couldn't pass through it. Are you with me? I said the waters overwhelmed him, not the fact that he couldn't pass through it. See, it matters what you focus on. It matters what you're looking at. It matters what you hone in on. It matters. Come on, somebody, do you hear me? Hallelujah. The blessing, the waters issue forth. The blessing doesn't ever stop. We do. And if we focus on the fact that we feel like we can't wade through it, hallelujah, we're going to stop. We got to let the water overwhelm us. See, in chapter 43, Ezekiel had another vision. The same angel came and told him that the glory must return to the temple.
Okay. See.
The glory must return to the temple. What glory? God's glory.
Yeah.
What is his glory? It is his character. Mm-hmm. It is his personification. Okay, when his glory is revealed, he is revealed.
Yeah.
His isness is revealed. And his isness is his business, right?
Amen.
Amen. His isness, who he is revealed. I am a miracle.
Amen.
If you want to witness it, He can be revealed in your life as well. That same angel said unto him that the glory must return to the temple. Then the river will issue forth. It's another message and teaching for another time, but men and women are trying to get the river to issue forth without the glory returning. And he said the glory's got to return first, then the river will issue forth. See, God is always moving. Always moving. And he renews us as a source of hope for the world. Somebody else has got to see.
Come on, talk right now.
That why we show up on Sunday mornings, why we show up on Thursday nights, why we serve the Lord, why we do what we do. We got to be that source of hope for somebody. And so God's always moving. Yes, go ahead. Amen. That's the truth. We've got to be the source of hope. God is always moving. That's why we cannot focus on our pain, but instead we got to look for the revelation. See, you get focused on your pain. You get focused on the turmoil. You get focused on the fact that it looks like you can't get through. And then you stop. All the while, God's still moving. And you're waiting on him to move when he's waiting on you to move with him.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
All the while, blessings, breakthroughs, deliverance, all of it's going right through us.
Yeah.
And we're missing it because we're not moving with the waters.
Amen.
And it takes obedience. You gotta live out loud. See, Ezekiel's vision of the waters show us that there's a pattern of increase. Mm-hmm. It's a pattern. That's why I've already said it. Increase will happen. It's a must. It is a must. Increase will happen. God is always increasing. But you got to decrease in order for him to increase. Are you with me? That means you got to be obedient as you move in and move forward. You got to let go or hold on, right, to whatever he speaks. That's outside of daily setting your life according to the blueprint that God has set forth for us in the Word of God. There's a pattern of increase. Don't you dare let the devil tell you that God's done where you're at. Don't you dare let the devil tell you that God is not going to finish what he started. See, that's why we can say it's already done, because whatever you need is already in the water. So it's already done. You just got to get to it. You just got to be patient and get to it. But you got to let him lead you to it. You got to be directed by the Spirit, and you got to let him determine the depth as you go. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I promise I'm trying to finish. So we got to keep our eyes on the truth. We got to keep our eyes on the truth that there is a pattern of increase. So that means whatever you're going through is not meant to stay. If it don't go away, it's because you're standing still. And as you're going and it remains, then if you're listening to the voice, he's going to tell you, I'm with you, I got this, it's going to come. You've got to understand that it's eventually going to come. Why? Because it's already in the water. Can I tell you, we pray for God to meet our needs. God, meet our needs, God, and pay my bills. Right? Come on. Maybe you ain't been there, but I have. God, I need my bills paid. Can I tell you that Jesus did die on the cross for you to be able to pay your electric bill? He did not die on the cross for you to be able to pay your car payment. He died that we could be free from the responsibility of meeting our own needs. He died so that you could understand understand that somewhere in the water, yep, you got to have electricity. Yep, you need a car. You may not need the one that you got that's so expensive that it's got that triple car payment. But that's another message for another time. Come on. Hallelujah. Are you with me? We're being real. But get my point. You need food. You need to eat. Amen. The cost of living is high. You think that God did not know that was coming in 2024? Do you think that the Holy Spirit has not been on every secret meeting in every country and every governmental structure? Do you not think that the Holy Spirit has not been in on the secrets and on the methods and on the amen and on the agendas that have been talked about? He don't have a problem. He's been there. He knows it all. So guess what? Hallelujah. As long as we stay in the river, and every step we take of obedience takes us deeper, he's going to take care of those who take care of him. Come on, somebody, do you hear me? Because it's in the river. That's why the river doesn't issue from government, from Washington, from Social Security, amen, from the IRS. It does not issue from there. It issues from the throne of God. Everything. Jesus died so that we could have everything in the river. Because the devil had permission to play in the water until Jesus showed up. And then Jesus going to the heart of the earth, taking the keys to death and hell, putting his foot on the neck of the enemy and making a public display of him. He shall never, ever have the authority to destroy God's people again. They release the water. That's why he said, I gotta go. I gotta go, boys, so the water can flow. I gotta go. I gotta go so that it can come forth. And when it came down to the upper room, come on, somebody, do you hear me? Now it's going all these different directions, all these different streams, but it's one source.
Come on, now.
Rivers. Are you with me? We do our part. What we need is in the next level of increase. What you need this morning is in the next level of increase. The more the river flows, the more it increases. See, we got to focus on the depth instead of the flow. See, there is a river, not will be a river.
Well, now, right.
There is a supply, not there will be. So we don't prophesy what is to come. We prophesy what is as we move in the river. That's why we can speak the word, those things that are not as though they were, because they already are.
Amen.
If you need it, it already is.
Amen.
I said it on Thursday. I ain't this name it, claim it, blab it, grab it thing. I don't believe in grabbing a wallet, a purse, and speak into it, be filled in Jesus' name. How stupid is that? What's the world do? That's magic. That's what a magician does.
Right. Come on.
But my faith and my obedience will lead me to the place where my wallet will be filled with what it needs to be filled with, depending on my obedience and my sowing and all of the things that I do. Are you with me?
Right.
Are you with me? There's a pattern of increase, and it must increase. And the more the river flows, the more that it increases. Can I tell you, God doesn't speak to our body, he speaks to our mind. And then we speak to the rest. Keep your attention if they know the kids are coming in and they don't know better than to be kids, but pay attention to me. They'll settle when they get to your parents. Have them be quiet, please. We're almost done. When we start worshiping, they can talk again. He speaks to our mind. Come on. And then we speak to our body, or we speak to our circumstances.
Come on now.
That's why you got to have your mind renewed. I'm telling you. So it's not God moving me. It's God letting me move in you.
Amen.
God don't move in me. Let me move in you. And as I move in you, these things in me will be revealed. See, Ezekiel saw that we reach a level. Ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, so on and so forth. Where we can continually be led to the next level of increase. So every step isn't the final step. See, then once you think that's it. So you step, okay, you're obedient, you step in obedience, you step into the next level, and then the end is like, yeah, that's it. Your next step is not your final step. That's why there's always a first step. This is my first step. And oh, if I can just keep walking, that first step I take, hallelujah. Well, every step you take, amen, is the first step, but it ain't your final step, because there is a level of increase that is constant. God is constantly moving. They can come to the music. That's when you got to keep walking. Because each step is the first step. Look at your neighbor and say, each step is the first one. That's why people get frustrated in their walk. That's why they get frustrated. Because they don't see it. But there is a river. The Lord spoke this to me so plainly in prayer this week. We can never be happy at one place. If you're happy, the person is happy and content at one place, the water where they're at will eventually become stagnant. I said if they are happy and content in one place, the water where they are at will become stagnant, and that will be their supply. That's why you see people walk away. That's why you see people backslide. That's why you see people lose their vision. I was thinking about this today. For you that swim, for you that wear bathing suits look different. Time for different day. Come on, it's a joke, smile. But if you're going to get in the water, why have on a bathing suit if you're only going to go ankle deep?
Right.
Come
on.
Now, she's downstairs, she's going to get mad at me. But my wife, she's the best. Oh, is she? I gotta follow through. You got my back. You got my back. Hey,
she's a mess.
Why is that? She's a mess. When it comes to buying bathing suits, she's funny. But she's like, So then she's like, it is too much work to take this thing off and on. And the other ladies. So, you know, you wait until you just have to. So my point is why go to all the trouble to put on the bathing suit if you're only going to go ankle deep? Just keep on your regular clothes. Why go to all the trouble to show up in church, to go through the motions, and to do what you're going to do if you're only going to say ankle deep? You're meant to get in the river. You're meant, come on somebody, do you hear me? Hallelujah, you're meant to be able to be in the river. So why go to all that trouble if you just want to get an ankle deep water?
Right.
I'm going to say this. You can't get the Holy of Holies blessings by staying in the outer courts. You can't get the blessings of the secret place, of the most holy place, talking about the temple, by staying in the outer courts. Everybody starts somewhere. It starts with a trickle. And God determines the depth, when and how you go. All you're required to do is take the next step in obedience and trust Him and know that everything in the water is accessible to you, and that it is His will for you to get in the deep end. That's His will. It's His will for you to swim the deep end and not to be overcome. It's His will for you to let down your net and draw up a catch. That's His will. There's a river. Same thing across this place. Young people, you're not going to find. Some of you are in dead relationships. You're trying to make it work, trying to make it happen. You're not going to find the life in that dead sea. You gotta let the river come in and heal the waters. Some of you are still trying to grapple with bitterness and anger and unforgiveness and unbelief and so many things. You're trying to grapple with it. There you are in the Dead Sea trying to have life in things that are dead. When you need to let the Holy Spirit, the waters, come in and begin to heal and bring to life all that God has for you. There is a river. As they begin to worship here in this place, you need to leave today. We met later, so just please look quietly. But if you're in this house and you're lost and you don't know Jesus, I don't know who I'm talking to today. You haven't made Him Lord and Savior. If you would lay your head down tonight, go to sleep, and you can unequivocally, without thought, that should you not wake up, your spirit would be with God, then I'm talking to you this morning. You need to say yes to Jesus. The waters you're in are dead. There's a river that's flowing, that if you'll open up your heart, begin to let that river flow in, He's going to lead you into life. That you don't want you to come. Some of you here today relate to this message. You're struggling, wondering, trying to second guess, trying to think it through, trying to make it make sense, when all God wants you to do is take the next step and go with the river. That's you. I want you to come. I'm going to pray with you. Go ahead and worship.